This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week about being anxious and seeing what God has to say about that from words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6. And you know, as soon as you bring God into the equation of anxiety, it changes everything. Because suddenly there is someone involved in the situation who is totally capable of dealing with the situation. Now, sometimes we face desperate situations because of our own poor choices, don't we? We have made sometimes wrong or sinful choices, and sometimes just foolish choices, and we find ourselves in a desperate situation. Sometimes we're working hard, we're doing everything we can to make things work, and yet we are struggling, and we get to this place of deep anxiety. But I want you to recognize that anxiety leaves God out of the equation. Now, maybe in your life you would say, well, I don't really have a great relationship with God. I am just trying to make it myself. Well, you probably have some reason to be anxious then. Because on your own, life is really hard to deal with. But if you have come into a living relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and you're walking with Him, then you don't have a good reason to be anxious. Just listen to Jesus' words. He says, "You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" He goes on to say, "And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan?" Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? Wouldn't you say that just the opposite is true? When you're anxious, you shorten your lifespan. Corrie ten Boom once said, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength." Well, it's true, isn't it? If you're anxious and you worry about what's going to happen, that doesn't help anything. Anxiety and worry doesn't fix the situation. It doesn't bring you peace to worry. In fact, it actually makes you far worse off. Which of you, by being anxious, Jesus says, can add a single hour to his span of life? The fact is, and you know it very well, I know, anxiety accomplishes nothing positive. But trusting God accomplishes huge things for you. But I wonder if you can, right now, still your mind and bring these areas of life that are causing you anxiety, that you're worrying about, bring them to God and actually spell them out. I encourage you, if you're by yourself, talk out loud to God about the things that are making you worry and anxious. Get them out in the open, talk about them, and then say, "God, I want to bring these things to you. I want to trust you with these things. I know that you love me. You sent your son to die on the cross for me. You've proved you care about me. And so I'm going to trust you." You know that God can deal with your situation, right? You may not see a way around it. You may not see how God can help you. But I encourage you to be actually very specific in your prayer and pray about the issue that you're facing. Pray about your need and say to him, "God, I trust in your love for me. I trust in your ability to help me through this. And I'm going to stop trying to make it happen myself. As you lead me, I will act. I will speak to whoever I need to speak to. I'll do what I need to do. But it's you that I'm trusting in." And then watch God do his thing. You will find your faith growing and your anxiety disappearing. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.